Welcome to this episode of the Satellite World Briefing Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. In this first episode of a brand new mini-series, we'll do a deep dive into the fascinating world of video content delivery. Today, we're exploring a question you've probably asked yourself at some point. How does my TV content actually reach me? And more broadly, how is video delivered to audiences across the globe? It's a topic that has seen massive transformation in recent years, fueled by rapid advances in technology, and it's continuing to evolve faster than ever. From traditional broadcast methods to cutting-edge streaming innovations, the way video makes it to the TV screen has changed, and we're here to unpack how and why. In this series, we'll be talking with a range of video delivery experts to explore the latest trends, technologies, and challenges shaping the future of how video content moves from creators to viewers. Our first episode will set the stage with Pascal Fremont, Vice President and General Manager of Intelsat's media business. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Pascal. It is a pleasure to speak with you, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Well, likewise, Lucas, thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and jump into the first question. So what are some of the latest advances in video content delivery?
Let's leave streaming aside, which is typically a consumer delivery solution and best effort, and focus on business grade video distribution with an actual SLA. I'm talking about distribution to cable headends or broadcast stations or IPTV or DTH headends. For this, wide beam broadcast satellites remain the most reliable and efficient way of delivering video to many distribution points in a wide geography, with performance constantly improving thanks to more powerful satellites. Advanced compression technologies can also lead to efficiency improvements, for instance, upgrading from MPEG-4 to HEVC, as some of our customers have done in past years, yields typically a 50% efficiency gain. So quite interesting too. More recently, we have seen ARQ protocol-based technology and other solutions leveraging the public internet, whether managed or unmanaged. And these solutions have established themselves as a sound complement to satellite, especially for a small number of endpoints or for lower value channels requiring a less demanding SLA.
Great insights there. Let's talk specifically about what hybrid networks are. So what do you mean when we talk about hybrid networks?
So that's a great question. And actually, a hybrid can mean a lot of different things to different people. But in the context of this discussion, when we talk about hybrid network, what we mean is combining satellite with some terrestrial technologies, such as terrestrial IP, which leverages the public internet, in a way that really makes the best use of both technologies to deliver an optimal reach geographically, an optimal SLA in terms of the service performance, and an optimal price point for the customer. Both technologies, if you look at space and terrestrial IP, bring complementary strength, and combining them is really where we get the biggest bang for our buck, and we get to this optimal solution. So on the one hand, satellite offers very high network availability. The customer's capacity is dedicated, it's guaranteed, and also the solution is immediately available everywhere within the satellite beam footprint with the right receive equipment. So that's kind of what satellite brings to the picture. If you look at internet-based IP technologies, what they offer is a two-way connectivity, which you don't have on satellite. They also tend to be cheaper, especially for a smaller number of receive points. And I would say when you look at the service availability, it was not so great in the beginning. It certainly has improved a great deal over past years, but it is still dependent on a shared and unmanaged resource, and I'm speaking here of the public internet, with the risk of potential congestion issues during peak usage or unpredictable outages due for whatever reason, which can bring an entire network down. And we've seen that happen. I think we've all experienced sometimes outages or image degradation when the internet gets really, really busy. So that's the, you know, sort of, again, looking at upside and downside from both solutions, this is what each one brings to the picture. And bringing them together really allows to take the best from both worlds.
Now, what benefits do hybrid solutions bring to broadcasters and programmers and ultimately their audiences?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Lucas. Thank you. So the benefit of hybrid solutions is to, again, combine the benefits of each one of the two technologies to augment each other. So for instance, that augmentation can be at the geographic level, where one solution augments the other one geographically. So for instance, the satellite has a certain beam footprint, and IP could allow to reach sites that are outside that footprint. Conversely, the IP technology leverages the public internet, therefore requires a strong internet connection to be able to be efficient, or even better, multiple strong internet connections. And where those are not available, then satellite is a great solution. They can also augment each other from a service reliability perspective, where both can back up each other to augment the overall service reliability. So for instance, you could have a satellite service falling back on a terrestrial solution when needed, and vice versa. If a terrestrial network gets too congested, or the internet goes down, or again, it's there's just too much usage and the congestion is hampering the service quality, then the service can automatically fail over a satellite backup link. So these are different ways where they can augment each other.
Can you expand a little more on the specific benefits of how a hybrid solution is helping customers?
Yeah, so in the case of the geographic augmentation, the hybrid solution allows the programmer to reach more affiliates and therefore more viewers, which in the end represents more revenue for them. So it's a revenue augmentation benefit. And at the same time, combining those two solutions in an optimal way allows also to minimize their price point. And then from the audience standpoint, this allows audiences that are outside the satellite footprint to receive excellent content that is made available to them at a lower price point. So really benefits for the programmer, benefit for the affiliates, and benefit for the audience.
Thank you for outlining the benefits there. Now, what are some real-world examples of value delivered by hybrid solutions to content providers?
So yeah, we have a number of customers using hybrid distribution, combining satellite and terrestrial IP already on our network. As an example, we have a customer in Europe who uses our One West Video Neighborhood as their primary distribution technology to go to all their affiliates. But they actually have a few affiliates located outside that satellite footprint, and they're using our terrestrial IP solution called Intelsat One IP to reach those affiliate sites outside the footprint. So here you have an example of a geographic reach augmentation between the two technologies. And we will actually be featuring that customer in a further episode of this series. We also serve national broadcasters whose service must be distributed globally. And so for those, we typically use a combination of multiple satellites and terrestrial solutions fully integrated and orchestrated between all the different technologies to ensure that really seamless signal distribution around the world, pretty much on every populated continent. And we will also be digging deeper into that particular example in one of our future episodes of the podcast.
Well, excellent. Thank you for that. So looking ahead, what future developments do you think we'll see to further advance hybrid networks?
So this is a really interesting question because we see some quite exciting innovations coming up on the horizon. We have been working at Intelsat, we've been working with experts outside our company who've made some really interesting innovations to combine satellite and terrestrial IP at the packet level. So instead of looking at two separate signals and each one backing up each other, you really do that at a much more integrated, in a much more integrated way at the packet level, where the terrestrial IP is used in a surgical manner to just deliver the missing packets whenever it's required. So an example of that could be in the case of interferences, or in the case of signal degradation due to weather, or maybe it could help with maintenance activities on the satellite network. And this is really exciting because it's going to enable this very, very deep integration between both technologies to boost the performance of the overall link and the overall service. And that will actually be the topic of our upcoming episode.
What does Intelsat bring to the table with hybrid solutions that other providers are not?
So Intelsat is typically thought of as a satellite company. We actually have a very vast terrestrial network as well that complements our global satellite fleet. We have hundreds of thousand miles of fiber. We also have our own terrestrial IP delivery network called Intelsat One IP. And so what we bring is the combination of all these different technologies in a way that's fully automated by a smart engine that chooses the best technology for the customer's requirements. And so we have that available globally. Satellites, fiber, and IP delivery are global solutions that are part of our portfolio. And that's pretty unique.
Well, thank you, Pascal. This has been a very insightful conversation, and I believe our audience will get a lot of value out of this. Thank you so much. That's it for today's episode. We hope you have a better understanding of how video content makes it to your screen, but we're just getting started. In our next episode, we'll be talking about how combining broadcast and internet at the packet level delivers higher SLAs and bandwidth savings with Dr. Ciro Noronha, CTO of Cobalt Digital, and Ruben Calzadilla, Technical Advisor for Intelsat.